This is Gaza Corner. Every other week, we talk to an expert, community organizer, or eyewitness to learn about people impacted by some of the worst political violence and suppression from the Middle East and beyond. This Gaza Corner leans into a late May Plus 972 podcast that features Israeli scholar Nurit Peled Elhanan, the author of Palestine in Israeli School Books, Ideology and Propaganda in Education. She opens by discussing how Palestinians are depicted in Israeli education.
Well, Israeli education has always been very racist towards Palestinians. They were never depicted as human beings or as a society. Their culture, their habits, their customs, their history, their civilization is never taught. So I think this is the general attitude that the Palestinians, or they never called Palestinians, they called Israel's Arabs or Arabs, are a problem to be solved, and we have to solve it.
Nurit explained how geography is used to indoctrinate Israeli superiority.
Israeli identity is a territorial identity. The maps and the books are called the Land of Israel, never the State of Israel. And this is on purpose. They are depicted as a burden, as people who refuse modernity, as people who refuse to give anything for the general good. And this is a quote from the geography of the Land of Israel. And this is all we know about them, that they are primitive, that they are parasites. And of course, the settlements, the illegal Jewish settlements in Palestine, are presented as part of Israel, part of the State of Israel.
Nurit described the role of Holocaust education in Israel.
From my research, I can say that the purpose of Holocaust teaching in Israel is to traumatize every year, again and again and again, and to create a terrible fear of another Holocaust. Palestinians replaced the Germans as the potential exterminators. Ben-Gurion said that he accepts the compensation from Germany in order to defend ourselves against the Nazi Arabs. So they became Nazi. But we must have an exterminator in order to justify ourselves, so they became the potential exterminators. This is it. And there's a chapter in history books and also in the final exam that is called The Formation of Holocaust Remembrance. And this chapter includes all the terrorist attacks of the Palestinians, decontextualized completely, I mean, out of context, as presented in the media always, you know. Suddenly they got up and killed us. All the time you have this conflation between Palestinians and the Nazis.
I found it interesting to hear Nurit Peled Elhanan discuss the Palestinian educational system in occupied East Jerusalem.
The Palestinian textbooks are monitored and censored constantly, directly by Israel and indirectly by people who work for Israel, like the European Parliament and World Bank and all this. Now, in East Jerusalem, for example, they study the books of the Palestinian Authority, but with the monitoring and censorship of the Israeli Ministry of Education. So the children receive books with blank pages, like you have a title, Palestinian nationality, and then three blank pages. They also erased the symbol of the Palestinian Authority from the cover and many, many paragraphs inside. For example, when they speak of nationality, they put something about Zionism. And I mean, they intervene with the content of the books. So there is no way Palestinians can do anything against it, because otherwise they will not receive the budget.
Meanwhile, a recent article by The Economist ranked Israel last for proficiency in mathematics and second to last for reading comprehension among 15 OECD countries. That's the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
Israel has been at the bottom of the ladder for years. And it's getting worse all the time, of course, because they are busy with heritage and nationalism and all these things. They encourage, I mean, if you have ignorant youngsters, they'll be good soldiers, let's say. Okay? They'll obey anything. You can infect their minds with any virus you want, if they know nothing.
That is Israeli scholar Nurit Peled Elhanan, excerpted from a late May Plus 972 podcast. This is Gaza Corner. I'm Dori Stein.